So just going there was unbelievable. But then when you go in and you, like, we have footage, we actually went into the burial chamber, you know, in the center of the wheel. And man, it dimensions, the size of it lines up with, you know, with the size of Og's body. It gives you chills when you get there and you have this realization. But, and again, the guy who doesn't want to sensationalize, and Doug knows this because I showed it to him, when we were inside the actual, you know, chamber, burial chamber, you know, I'm shooting with my iPhone in there, you know, and as I'm panning, as I'm looking around, I stop and I look around the front of my phone, looking for dust particles to be flying by, and there are none. And yet I have all these orbs that are flying right through the screen.
Welcome back. If it weren't for you guys listening to this podcast, supporting what we do and caring about it, sharing it with friends and just getting behind Luke and I, we wouldn't be able to do this cool stuff. And you've changed our lives forever by supporting the Blurryverse. We talk a little bit about that today with the producers of the film Angels and Giants, The Watchers and the Nephilim. And like all these people on these blurry journeys, you set out to try to figure out what's the true ancient history and what do I not know about the Bible and how does this all make sense with all this weird architecture and alternate history that I see little signs and clues that there's something missing here. And our buddy new pal Rudy interviewed guys like L.A. Marzulli, Tom Horn, Doug Van Dorn, who's on this episode, Gary Wayne, The River Winds, Brian Forster, etc. All those guys have been on our show before, so if you haven't listened to some of our back catalog, go back
to the future.
It is an amazing overview of a lot of what we talk about in this podcast. This really runs through a sort of a linear, you know, a linear timeline of a lot of things we talk about, from the beginnings in Genesis to the giants and to the megalith, onto the megaliths, and a lot of blurry stuff in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so fortunate and blessed to be able to interview, you know, Rudy Landa, who wrote, directed, and produced the film. And then, of course, you know, the eminent friend of the show, Doug Van Dorn, the Blurry Con. He's been such an amazing friend to us personally, and then also to Blurry Creatures in general. And Doug's in the film, but we would encourage you to go check this film out. We're going to talk about the places and the blurriness they encountered, and really the story from both Rudy and Doug as they walk through this journey, yeah, from the beginning and to all these amazing places these amazing epicenters in the Blurry Center, in the Blurryverse.
The Blurryverse. And thank you guys so much. So if you want to become a member and get backstage pass to all the weird stuff that we do here and talk to other members, get access to bonus episodes and all kinds of good stuff, we try to make the member space really worth it. A couple bucks a month helps a couple of knuckleheads get out there, get the blurry stuff, and get it in your ears. So thank you. Consider joining the team. Blurrycreatures.com/members.
But right now, let's bring on Rudy Landa and the incomparable Doug Van Dorn.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.